Support for the KNKX School of Jazz comes from BECU, a member-owned credit union that puts people over profit. For 85 years, BECU has offered financial services and support to the community. Find more. Find more at BECU.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Hello, I'm Abe Beeson with a special School of Jazz studio session with the Hot Mess Band, students out of Eckstein Middle School. For the past 30 years, the band at Eckstein has flourished under the direction of Mock Escobedo. Just last year, the band and vocal ensemble won first place prizes from the Downbeat Magazine Student Music Awards. We're thrilled to present this talented group of 8th and 9th graders in the KNKX studios. Today, the band's mentor is bassist and educator Heather Criscaden, a graduate of Lake Stevens High School and Washington State University. Criscaden came home to the Northwest after working on the New York scene for some 15, 16 years and is now settled into our scene as one of the top bass players in town. Introducing the Hot Mess Band, here's Ramona on piano, Lila on guitar, Margo and Sylvia at the bass and drums with Sonia playing trombone. The three saxophones are Ellie on alto, Matilda and Charlotte playing tenors. The KNKX School of Jazz is proud to present Hot Mess.
Sunny Rollins. We are an all-femme combo that have been with each other for like well over 2 years, and it's just so like such an amazing like opportunity to have an opportunity to come out here. You heard Ramona Kenwell on the piano, you heard Margot Cox on the bass, you heard Tilly Ledford on the tenor, and Lila Dalenkoff on the guitar. We are going to hear from Charlotte Bell Bronson on the other tenor, and Ellie Bailey on the alto, Sonia Arnold on the trombone, and everything that'll tie us all together is Sylvia Roller on the drums. Our next song for you, in honor of March, Women's History Month, we are going to play Willow Weep For Me, made by Anne Ronald. Thank you. Infirmary by Joe Primrose. You heard Sonia on the trombone, Ramona on the piano, and Charlotte on the tenor. We will play one last song called The Jody Grind, which is our personal favorite by Horace Silver. You will hear from Ramona, Ellie, Tilly, Margo, and Charlotte. Thank you so much for listening to us. It truly is an honor to be here. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
A hot mess. Let's hear it for the hot mess. So excited to have the hot mess here of students of Eckstein Middle School and some who have continued on from Eckstein. Mock Escobedo is just one of the most beloved band directors in the Northwest, and he's a very busy one as well, so he couldn't be here today at Studio X. So let's ask one of the band members' parents who's actually deeply involved in what Hot Mess has been doing. Melissa, this is actually a band that started off kind of during the pandemic and apart from Eckstein.
Yeah, so a few of the band members were buddies and played after school. Mr. Escobedo is really in tune with his students and found out and said, hey, you should join a band. And so they started one, and Mach would recommend other players. So some of them were a year older. Charlotte and Lila are in high school. And every once in a while, a new kid would show up in the basement, and Mr. Escobedo lent us a used drum kit. And every Sunday, they get together, and he comes most Sundays to help them, which we're so grateful for. We would not be here without Mr. Escobedo.
Wonderful. Thank you, Melissa. And let's talk to our mentor, Heather Criscaden, a wonderful bass player here in the Northwest. And tell me a little bit about how it was when you first encountered these students.
Well, it's been a complete treat. I'm really impressed with the level of talent and enthusiasm and energy in the group. I wish I played as well as they did when I was in middle school.
And tell me a little bit about your education. I'm sure the education system was not at its full flight as we see here in the Northwest these days.
No, you know, I played in my middle school stage band, mostly Carpenter's tunes. but, you know, we had it was a lot of fun playing through this high school and then going on and doing the college thing. But yeah, we definitely were not improvising at this level or doing combos like this. It was pretty much straight up reading the written parts in band. So these guys have a step ahead.
And you've got an interesting story about how you got into the band without your parents knowing. Is that right?
Oh. Yes. When I first started stage band, I was in fifth grade or sixth grade. And there were two piano players. And I actually had wanted to play trombone, first of all. And my parents said, no, don't do it. It's a boy's instrument. It'll make your lips get big. So I was a good girl, and I played clarinet, and then I played piano in the stage band, and we didn't have a bass player. So the director said, well, you guys both know how to read bass clef. Who wants to play bass? And so my arm shot right in the air, and that was the start of that, and I didn't tell my parents until they saw me at the concert.
Wow. And Heather, I wonder if you could talk about the importance of jazz education. I was talking to a Spanish teacher friend of mine who's so frustrated because his job is pretty much done by a phone app these days. You can just get everything translated. But learning music is something that is still a very human endeavor.
Absolutely, and I think it always will be. I mean, technology can help us in that and speed the process in some things, but it's definitely a human endeavor. And gosh, jazz education is such a wonderful thing because not only does it prepare you for music, but for life. If you think about how quickly things change in our society today and how you have to be able to adapt quickly on the spot, I mean, what a better way to practice that than doing this.
Let's speak with the improvisers a little bit. I should probably start with Margo because we have a fellow bass player. Margo, what did you take from learning from Heather Criscaden for today's performance?
She was very... I think she worked well with our group. She got us in line sometimes when we were being crazy and chatting a bunch. But yeah, it was really nice working with her.
I have heard that this is the most talkative band in town. I wonder how that could be. I would love to talk to someone about the idea of jazz in school and whether your friends in middle school are aware of jazz. Do they think that the jazz band kids are cool? Let's ask our pianist, Ramona.
Well, we're definitely the cool kids
in
school,
you know.
I think a lot of people aren't, you know, very aware of how amazing the jazz band really is because, you know, a lot of them are like, you know, Swifties and Kanye fans and Drake fans. So, you know, jazz isn't usually identified in our school. It's not our main thing. But when people hear us, they're usually like, wow, they're really good.
And let's build right into that with the pop scene, because I think jazz has always, through its history, been connected to popular music, interpreting the music of the day in their own improvisational style. And I wonder if there's anybody interested in talking about the connection between jazz and gulp Taylor Swift. What is the connection?
I think that would be my territory. I definitely think we're all inspired at least a little bit by Taylor Swift, because I mean, she's like this super powerful woman who is all over, and lover or hater, you know who she is. And I don't think we would have like the courage to be like, yeah, like we're gonna have an all femme combo. We're gonna show those boys that we can play without them. We can still be great, right? Yeah.
Okay, let's go down the line of horn players and talk about musical heroes in this genre, so to speak, in the world of jazz. Let's start with, Charlotte, any heroes of jazz inspire you, either saxophone or maybe pop musicians who inspire you?
I'm a big fan of Sonny Stitt's playing. I really like his tone. I think he's a really strong saxophone player. But I'm also inspired by the band directors I've had and my private teacher. Like, Mr. E is a really great educator, and he's really pushed me to become where I am now.
Great answer. And we'll move down to Matilda. Heroes of yours.
I really am inspired by Dexter Gordon. His tone is just perfect, and he always has a way of making everything intertwined with the melody and just the soloing, and it's, yeah. And I'm also really inspired, like Charlotte said, by like all my educators in music. They all have helped me really, really greatly with my music.
Excellent. And we'll move down to the alto saxophone. Ellie, some of your heroes.
Barry sax is my main instrument, so I study that more. And locally, Kate Olson is a really great barry sax in the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. She has incredible improvisational skills, and it's like so cool to see her every time. But I think in terms of alto, I would say like the classics, like John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, I feel like they all just like have like such like different like styles, and it's really cool to like look at how they adapt their soloing based on what song they're playing.
Excellent. Thank you, Ellie. And Sonia, who you come off as the band leader, Sonia. Have you been pushed into this role?
Last year we had a alto sax, our main. She actually moved to Philadelphia. Her name was Nora Choxel, and she led our band, and she really was just an amazing person. And I guess like I kind of took on that role after learning it was easy to like cue people in with my trombone and stuff. And it's just like, I think like being a leader is really fun. And I like, so some people that inspire me are just like my fellow classmates. Like, I went to the Roosevelt Gala, the fundraiser, like a couple days ago, and just hearing all like the Roosevelt jazz bands and like all the trombones like soloing, I think that's who I want to be like when I get to that level. And I kind of just like, there's a kid who's a freshman, his name's Theo, and he solos so beautifully, and I really want to like learn like how to solo like him. So.
Excellent. There's a lot of inspiration to be found in your fellow musicians. I'll throw this one out to the crowd. Front row, raise your hand if you want to answer. Back row, just grab the microphone. And I am going to get to our guitar player in just a little bit. So hang on, Lila. It's so important not just to play jazz, but to also listen to jazz, whether that's listening to records or going to live concerts. Are you discovering anything new? What's on your turntable these days?
Well, I definitely listen more than play. Actually, I do both. Maybe I play more than listen. I don't know. I do both a lot. But I listen to a lot of Wes Montgomery.
Nice.
It's very inspiring. And Joe Pass. And I just like to listen to a ton of different styles, not even just jazz. Like, I listen to Joe Bonamassa for blues.
Oh, nice.
And I just like to try to adapt my styles with all the different people that I listen to, because I feel like what makes you have a style is, like, if you listen to a ton of different other things.
Good answer. And Lila, I want to keep with you for one more question. One of the students who's finished up with Eckstein Middle School, you're off to Roosevelt, I believe it is. Are you headed to the Essentially Ellington competition?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, I would have never guessed that I would be like where I am today just a few years ago. I think Mr. E played a really big role because he always inspired me and he pushed me really hard. And so I think without Mr. E, I definitely wouldn't have been where I am today.
Congratulations.
I'm really excited.
I think it's going to be
go
great.
Go Riders!
Yeah, go Riders! All right, be interested to hear from anybody else in the rhythm section talk about recent live shows you've caught or albums you're just discovering and listening to. Anybody in the rhythm section with a comment on listening? Take it, Margo, yeah.
Well, I mean, I really like the rhythm section. Like, I love the horns, but I really like the rhythm section instruments. But I usually listen to a lot of Love, and, like, her guitar is really, really, like, pretty, and she plays piano, which is really nice, and she has a great voice, but that's probably my top right now.
Wonderful. Let's kind of cruise the frontline horn players and talk about plans for the future. Not all of you are already done with middle school, so some of you are awfully young to be asking this question, but any potential for turning this into a career, or how else do you think that learning jazz can help you in your adult life?
I think jazz and just, like, being in a band, a really big role in that is, like, teamwork and listening to other people. Like, you can't play a song if you guys all don't trust in each other and you don't, like, play your parts, like, accordingly. So I really think it'll work, like, with, like, learning how to, like, cope with people and, like, understand people in, like, the workspace, because not everyone's going to have the same idea of, like maybe, like, in a song someone wants to scoop but someone wants to keep it flat. Like, that'll help you in your life. Well, someone won't always agree with you, but you can always compromise with it, and you guys can, like make a solution where both of you will be happy. And I think that it plays, like, a really big role in, like, our, like, upcoming life and stuff.
Yeah, I hope you're listening, world leaders. Thanks, Sonia. Ellie.
Yeah, like Sonia said, it's, like, jazz is all about teamwork, and so especially, like, listening to each other, you have to listen to each other a lot, like, when you're trading fours or just in a melody. And so I think it helps, like, maybe getting out of your head a little bit and, like, looking at, like, the real world. Mm-hmm. And so that'll, like, help a lot in the future. But I think it'd be cool to be a professional musician, but I don't know.
Right on. You're off to a great start. Matilda.
Like they said, just it's really important to have all the skills that you have in jazz. Even if, like, if you're not in jazz, you probably wouldn't even, like, think of it as, like, any important skills. But there's so much teamwork and communication that you learn. Like, you can't communicate if, like there's no communication in, like, a lot of things, and you need to learn how to communicate properly.
Excellent. It's a lesson even the grown-ups should be learning, I think. And Charlotte, finally.
Yeah, I think also being able to perform and get up there and just say, like, this is me and play with everything you have is a really great skill to be able to kind of express yourself confidently. And I think that can be used in a lot of places in life. And jazz is really great in that. In soloing, you can really put your soul into that. And it really helps you build your confidence and become a better performer and public speaker too.
Excellent. Thanks so much to everyone from the Eckstein Middle School Ensemble, Hot Mess, their mentor, Heather Criscaden, the bass player, and of course, all the wonderful work that Mock Escobedo has been doing. Thanks Ramona and Lila and Margo and Sylvia and Sonia, Ellie, Matilda, and Charlotte. Thanks to all of you in Hot Mess. Keep your eyes and ears open for this talented crew. Thanks also to our School of Jazz executive producer, Brenda Goldstein-Young, engineered by Adam Bird today. But thanks so much to everyone here with the KNKX School of Jazz and our Studio X team. Thank you for listening.